It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It was an earlier evening than expected for supporters of Karen Handel and John Ossoff in that hotly contested race for the 6th Congressional District seat. Karen Handel won the race by some 6 percentage points, a bigger margin than expected for either candidate should they win. Kerwin Swint is the chairman of the Political Science Department at Kennesaw State University. He has been watching this race closely. He joins us now. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Obviously, a bigger margin than expected for either candidate. One of the ideas would be that John Ossoff simply was not able to pull independent Republican women over to his side. Is it that simple?
I think that's about it. The turnout was larger than anyone expected. There was huge early voting turnout, as you know, and there was big turnout yesterday, to the point where it seems like the Republican base in the 6th District really rallied. I think they felt like their backs were up against the wall when it became a national referendum on Donald Trump. And there was an element of not in my backyard, not here, not now. And Republicans really showed up for Karen Handel, and that's significant because there was reason to doubt that that would be the case after April 18th when Ossoff did so well, 48% that night, almost winning it outright.
Karen Handel actually did better than Trump did in November. I mean, she won by some 6 points or thereabouts, and he won the district back in November by fewer than 2. So one could argue that Republican voters, as you were saying, perhaps are saying not in my backyard, but we're also saying, look, we know who a Republican is. It may not be Donald Trump. We are the Republicans of the 6th District.
Well, that's right. I mean, the national media was really portraying it as a referendum on Donald Trump, but Handel and Ossoff are talking about things that do matter to 6th District voters, particularly health care, jobs. You know, she did really, really well in Cobb County, East Cobb. She won that by about 15,000 votes, and that's really the margin of her victory. Hillary Clinton actually won Cobb County in the presidential election, so that's one of the things that gave Democrats reason to think a Democrat could be competitive in this district, but it just wasn't enough.
He tried very consciously not to make the race about the president. Some Democrats in the postmortem might argue that maybe he should have, but do you think that would have made a difference?
I doubt it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of finger-pointing today among Democrats, a lot of second-guessing, some recriminations. But yeah, you're right. He made it a point to be more neutral, talking about an independent, fresh face, and didn't really focus on Donald Trump very much. Now, that's going to be second-guessed, but I think he was trying to avoid the situation I referred to, where Republicans really felt their backs were up against the wall, they were under the gun, and they had to come to the rescue of Donald Trump. It seems like that happened anyway, but I think that was the strategy, was make it more about local issues and less partisan.
So what is next for the Democrats? I mean, they poured tons of money into this. Ossoff spent some $14 million, just his side alone, in advertising. So where do they go from here?
Well, two lessons to me, or three, really, I guess. Like you said, he didn't really get enough Republicans to cross over, which he needed to have in a Republican district like that. Another lesson is the money was just amazing. It looks like a total of around $50 million from both sides is going to be spent when this is all said and done. And one lesson is that, you know, money is not enough. Money is not going to get you where you need to be. But a third lesson is that, you know, this is a special election. It wasn't a presidential, obviously. It wasn't a midterm election. Special elections are different animals by definition. So Democrats really need to look forward to 2018 when there will be many more competitive seats, winnable seats, and come up with a real strategy to take those.
One other quick thought as one possible factor, it's something Karen Handel emphasized a lot during the campaign, especially in the final days, was that Mr. Ossoff did not live in the district. Now, he doesn't have to legally. Was that a factor in the end?
Well, you know, that's something that you might think is a minor factor, but it was repeated often enough. It was in TV ads. And, you know, I think for some voters, that did matter. I think a lot of voters were surprised to learn that you actually don't have to live in the boundaries of the district. So it could matter to some people.
Kerwin Swint is the chairman of the Political Science Department at Kennesaw State University. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.